All right, well, we'll continue down our list. NAKPR, you're up next. Stand by, KD8PAZ. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everybody else on the net. Yeah, beautiful day, wasn't it? How old does a motorcycle have to be, Ron, to be vintage? Mine just turned 25 years old this year. So I was just curious. I was doing some, had a new driveway, cement driveway installed, and had the asphalt tore out and cement put in, and working on the both edges, you know, the sides of the driveway where they, you know, tore up everything. So getting things leveled out and graded off, planted some grass, and that's pretty much what I did all day today. Rode it, tilled it up, and raked all the grass out of it, and leveled it up, and throw some grass seed on it tomorrow. I did the one side, but I didn't have enough for both sides, so I have to go get some more. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. I rode it to the garden here a few days ago. That was a nightmare. Of course, it always is this time of year. And, well, that's about it. Next week, I went to Autofest. Spent at the Autofest Friday, Saturday. Friday morning, Friday evening, and Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. It's a madhouse. Saturday was a madhouse, but I made it home. That's it for now. Back to net. Sandy KPR.
Yeah, Bob, I haven't been down to Auto Fest in a number of years. I know it's such a popular event, and lots and lots and lots of people, like a lot of things that Frankenmuth does, draws in a lot of tourists into the area, so good for them business-wise. Bad for the locals because you can't get around town. You can't, if you want to go out to eat, you might as well forget it unless you go some other place away from town, but you're certainly not going to get into some place there. So, all right, next up on the list, KDAPAZ, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going in here, and enjoyed seeing everybody Friday night and all the ones on Saturday morning for breakfast. So, anyway, like I say, when I left there Friday night, I probably won't be back to the meetings now until March, seeing it gets dark so early. So, other than that, stayed home and sat around all day today doing nothing. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
Well, Minnie, sometimes just doing nothing is a good thing. That's for sure. Yeah, Friday night had our Saginaw Club meeting, had a good turnout there. We did a little show and tell of vintage equipment. People brought some interesting items, very interesting stories on some of the equipment that they bought. So that was very good. Had a good turnout Saturday for the breakfast. Had six of us, eight of us. Had eight of us there for the breakfast on Saturday. That turned out very well, so that was good. Me, on Thursday, I had some oral surgery done. Anesthesia doesn't work well with me. I was out of commission basically all day Thursday afterwards, pretty much all day on Friday. I did make it to the club breakfast or club meeting there and the breakfast in the morning. Yesterday I was back under the weather again. I'm still not quite back yet. So anesthesia just, it gets me. Boy, Friday was like the worst hangover ever. Just could not clear the head and the headache and everything else. So, and I had told them it doesn't take very much to put me out, but whatever they gave me knocked me out for a considerable amount of time. I don't remember coming home. I woke up at 3:30 in the morning on Friday morning, and that's basically the first time I woke up from the time that I had the procedure at 10:30 in the morning. So some 15-plus hours later before I basically woke up and was coherent enough from the anesthesia, so not good. Also, a little bit over the weekend, we've been working again on the projects. Now we're into painting the living room. The floor is now complete. So we are taped and prepped the walls. To do that, the wife got a coat of primer done throughout the living room and the hallway. She will start this week doing the two coats of the paint in there and get that done. So that will be nice. Today I was able to get all of the transition molding between the other rooms into the floor. Basically, the floor had been carpet for years, so again, taking the carpet and the pad out, you're down considerable, you know, an inch or inch and a half in height. So I had to have transition molding to go from some of the other rooms so that don't trip on going in into the carpeted rooms and that still. So got that done today, at least in place. They're all cut, ready to go. They have to be varnished yet. So get their two coats of varnish, and once that's done, I'll be able to get those tacked down and ready to go. So once that's done, get the walls all done and that, then we'll be able to get furniture back into the room, and the last thing is to do the tile work in front of the fireplace. So the goal here now for the final thing is by Halloween, so we still got a couple of months to try and complete this. So that's why I'm hoping for a good weekend so I get at least 1 week out of the house to do something other than look at the four walls here. So this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is KE8JMX. Brad, Brad.